everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss Kenan and Kel meeting Frankenstein, Trixie Mattel versus Black Mold, the new Lego brick Crocs, Robert Pattinson's natural crayon smell, my least favorite thing about the Simpsons ride at Universal, and Harry Styles' Big Apple residency. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
Oh, burr.
Bitch, don't even be burring me. You don't even live in a town where there's winter.
Oh, no, I was just listing characters in Hamilton.
Burr.
Burr. Burr.
Aaron
sir.
Burr.
No, I was mocking you because you're probably chilly. Are you chilly?
Listen, so they were all big winter storm coming. People at the grocery store were given COVID levels of toilet paper hoarding.
Oh,
I thought
big shitters in the city.
I thought this baby, haven't you heard the Big Apple never sleeps? I'm like, so what are you going to do? Close down the grocery store because of one, because of they were all 14 inches of snow. It don't look like that out there.
Yeah, it's giving slush probably.
I will say it. Oh, it is giving slush, and I do not have the right pair of shoes. Hey, if there's any New Yorkers listening who want to tell me some good winter boots to get, holla at
boots?
Your boy. Yes, boots.
You just need a, you need a waterproof boot.
Well, here's the thing. I want a slip-on boot. As I mentioned previously, New York is, in California, I never wore socks ever because I pretty much wore my Tevis everywhere. And it was, you could wear them year round.
for your feet fetish, foot, and fin doms.
And the few pairs of shoes that I did have in California were very slip on. They were giving laced, but you just slide right in. And so I have those here and they are not winter. They are not winter weatherproof for the slush in the streets, but I want a boot that just slips on. I'm not gonna
you know
tie
what?
My shoe. What am I?
I have the perfect shoe for you.
Sounds so
the
much
shoe
like,
for you.
This sounds so much like a brand deal.
Yeah, I actually, you know what? And you know what? And you know what? I would do this brand deal because I've done individually, I have done a brand deal with Lego, and individually, I have done a brand deal with Croc. And so here they are together. Have you seen the new Lego Croc clogs?
Lego Croc clogs. I'm Googling.
They're called the Lego Brick Clog.
Baby.
They're coming February 16th.
I can't.
Do you have $150 to spare?
I can't wear those in these streets.
Why not? First of all, what did you ask for? Let's go down the
okay.
list. You said they need to slip on easily. Got you. You said they need to be waterproof. Got you. You said, what else did you say?
Baby, these are...
Because they got you.
These are giving trip. These are giving... Have you ever tried to walk in flippers? What are they called? Yes.
Yes. Yes.
This looks
scuba.
Coming soon, February 16th, Lego Brick Clog. This looks like walking in a flipper. This is giving
I will say
tripped.
It might be the ugliest thing I've ever seen. It's the Minecraft version of, did you see those like big, like rounded, I don't know what shoes they were, but they look like this, but the round version.
Big old
is basically
clown
like a clown
shoes.
Shoe.
Yes. I think there was, if I'm remembering correctly, I watched an episode of The Real Housewife of Beverly Hills. I think it was last year or the year before, but one of their sons had those shoes, and I thought,
yeah,
hideous.
Well, they were in and they were out, so I'm kind of like, well, you need these for a season, get them. Why not? Lego Croc. I know you're looking for influencers. Influencers. Well, Corey Cool is here. Corey.
Holla at me. I would love to
Are you willing and ready to wear them?
I am willing. I'm willing. I will. Yeah, okay. I'm willing.
Okay. Yes. Maybe they're looking for like somebody with gay impact. They want somebody to go to gay bars, you know, where fashionistas might be. So maybe, yeah, you could do that.
Gay bars?
Yes, a gay bar in the big city. Have you been to a gay bar yet now that you live in the Big Apple?
No, but I tell you last week? I finally rode
you
the
You hate gay people.
I rode the subway for the first time.
I did
as
hear
a
that.
Native
okay.
New Yorker. Oh, I already talked about
yes.
it.
Yes, yes, you did.
Well, I went yes. somewhere and then I came home. What was your question? Have I been to a gay bar? No, I haven't been to a single bar since living here. Dry January, okay. bro.
I don't care what you're up to. I'm just saying, like, you need to be out in the city at the gay bars to show off your Lego brick clogs. They're going to think it's... Here's the thing. You need to start showing up now without the brick clogs so that they trust you to be there without being an undercover brand deal. So once you do show up with your Lego brick clogs to really influence the people of New York City, the biggest fashion capital of New York, at least... they will trust your judgment because you didn't come clogging and with the clogs in the first place.
I went to the Fredegan concert. I went to see Drama.
Oh my God. Wait, how was it?
How was what?
Corey at the Fredegan concert. Baby, oh my God.
There I was
Who are you? Are you young and fresh and hip and cool?
I would have looked even younger and hipper and fresher and cooler with my Lego brick clogs.
Yeah, they probably would have brought you up on stage.
There I was at a warehouse in Queens, I think.
And it could happen to you.
And there I was at the Fredegan show. It's a whole new world getting back, realizing that when you go places, you now have to check a jacket again. Didn't miss.
Oh, that actually sounds terrible.
Didn't miss that about living in California.
Do they charge you to check your jacket?
Yes. This venue had like a locker system, so you had to get a locker if you were going to check your jacket. But I'm like, who ain't getting a locker? Everybody had to get a locker. And these lockers
okay, well,
aren't big.
Are they combo or are they one key per?
They were combo. They were combo and they were, we'll text you the combo, don't lose it.
Okay, that's nice because then you can share with somebody.
Yeah, you had to sign up before. You got a text. So when you got there, you just found your locker number. They had already texted you the code. You just get in, you get out.
These days, nowadays, a lot of these lockers at events will have a charger.
I didn't.
Wow.
I didn't tell you that I saw Fred again.
No.
Well.
No, you don't tell me anything about your life
well,
anymore.
Romy was,
now that
well, Romy
now that
was
you're
there.
In the big city.
Well, Fred again and Romy was there.
Who?
Romy.
I don't know if I know Romy.
Well, the most interesting thing that happened at the Fredegan show is, it was like a 3-hour set, which is a long set.
Okay.
So I ran to the restroom. I was going to get a little more water. I went into one of the porta potties. I came out in this
slurp some from the toilet.
No, this drunk girl had been leaning up against my door. I didn't know. So I just pushed the door open, trying to exit the porta potty, almost knocked her all the way to the ground. She was all, oh,
okay, hate crime.
She was all, oh, that was totally my bad. I thought, indeed it was.
Yeah, okay.
You ever just leaning up against a porta potty door?
Never
was
in my life.
Was she cruising,
no.
You think?
Maybe she was listening. Maybe she had a cup up against the thing to get a little the sound of the dribbles.
She was listening to to see if I had a heavy flow.
Well, yes, somebody has to.
I mean, porta pot. I don't think you would need a cup. Those things feel echoey, you know.
Well, when you're in it, you can hear it. It's like when you're chewing, but you're also your ears are in your own skull. So like. Your chewing is amplified by because the chewing is next to the hearing apparatus.
I don't listen
you
to myself
You are inside.
Chew.
You can't help it. What do you mean you don't? I can't help it. When you're eating popcorn at a movie theater, aren't you kind of like, oh my God, I'm making a racket?
You're all,
but
I
then you have to remind
so
yourself.
Loudly?
Yes, and then you have to remind yourself, no, I'm in my skull.
Mm. Why, did you see a good movie recently?
No.
Damn.
No.
Me either. There's some coming,
no, but
though.
I got a ticket for something. I think I got a ticket maybe for the moment. Just the...
A what?
The Charlie XCX, Brat movie.
There's a Brat movie coming?
Yes, yes. It's kind of Hearst Nervous.
Isn't...
But fictional.
This or, feels a little late.
Well, you know, films take a second to make.
This feels a little late. Brat summer.
I think it's about the concept of a pop star embracing the moment as it happens, and it's kind of like pseudo fictional. I honestly, I don't know. So like I'm going into it a little bit.
Dang.
Blind.
All right. Well, I guess let me know how it is.
Okay, thank you. No, the last movie I saw was the SpongeBob movie, which I told you about. I was too high. I was really confused what the plot was, and it was a little confusing for me. So
there's a billboard by my house now advertising for that SpongeBob movie, and I keep thinking I didn't know the movie came out until I saw that billboard. So it must have flopped completely, you know? Did they have any trailers? Were people excited? Did anyone else see it?
I certainly was. I saw it.
Did you get a SpongeBob
Oh, wait. Did you see Frankenstein?
No. Jacob Elordi as Frankenstein?
Yes. Well, as if it hasn't been beaten to death, we're already getting a new Frankenstein. Did you see who's in it?
What?
After Jacob Elordi, we're getting another new Frankenstein coming.
Is it okay?
But this time it's gonna be fun because it's Kenan and Kel meet Frankenstein.
I think you and I have different definitions of fun.
Oh, so you're not gonna be showing up? You're not gonna be there opening night?
Nah. I don't know if that's
you're a hater.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know if that's the flick.
Which part is off-putting? Is it the Kenan, the Kel, the Frankenstein? What don't you like?
I've never been off-putting.
Yes.
you know who Alexander Skarsgård is?
Yeah.
He had that new movie.
Kind of. He had the bullying, the gay.
The leather dom. Biker, yeah. Pillion. I don't know if it's out yet. I'm going to see it when it does come out. But I saw some clip of him on Instagram. I don't know. He was somewhere in public and someone was all, Alexander, what's your favorite movie? And he was like, oh, I don't have one. And he was like, just tell me the first thing that comes to your mind. And you know what he said?
What?
Big Mama's House 2.
Big Mama's House 2. Now, okay. I'm not sure if I remember the plot of Big Mama's House. Who's in it?
Big Mama's House? Isn't it Tyler Perry?
I don't know. Is he the titular mama?
Oh, I'm sorry. Martin Lawrence. Martin Lawrence as Big Mama.
Okay.
The Big Mama
was kind of ringing a bell. A very short wig.
Well, it's not quite a pussycat
maybe
wig.
Maybe it's kind of like
it's longer than you.
A dirty blonde, short wig, curly.
It's longer.
And a red dress. It's all coming back, actually. Maybe.
It's longer than Jackie's hair.
Okay. Okay. So, Big Mama's House 2, she's back.
There's no colon / saying. It's not Paul Blart Mall Cop 2.
Return of the cop.
Return of the cop.
Okay, so it's just Big Mama's House 2.
Yes.
Okay, well. No, I haven't caught it, but I guess I'll see it if you're telling me I should.
5%.
If he's telling me I should.
5% on Rotten Tomatoes.
It doesn't matter. People need to understand Rotten Tomatoes doesn't matter. If you enjoy something, that's all that matters. Other people's concepts of, you know, is something entertaining is very different from if a thing is quote unquote good.
Why? Well, yes, you know, I've been saying Rotten Tomatoes gave The Family Stone 52%.
And there you have it. So I will be sat for Kenan and Kel meet Frankenstein.
What's the difference between the thermometer and the popcornometer?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. The popcornometer versus the tomatometer.
Yes.
Well, the popcornometer is for audiences. What did the audience think? Which is very different from what the critics might think. The critics, they throw the tomato.
How do you become someone who gets to have a tomato instead of just someone who's chewing loud popcorn in your ears?
Yes. Well, I kind of am like, well, you know who throws a tomato? Not the critics, the audience. So the audience should decide, actually, I think. if it's rotten or fresh.
Am I a brat? Because whenever I see a movie that it's like 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, always makes me want to go ding it. Oh. Bring it down to 99.9.
Oh, so you're a certified hater. You're a yes. hater for the love of the game.
Yes, there is nothing in this world is perfect. Nobody deserves 100 well, tomatoes. And speaking of which,
it's not 100 tomatoes. There could be 100 tomatoes. That's not what
there
this is, I don't
100
think.
There could be 100 tomatoes in the room and only 52 went to the Family Stone. I find that hard to believe.
I would like to find the movies that have very high popcornometers and very low tomatoometers, because that's the kind of movie I think I would enjoy. I don't want a critic to tell me that this is a piece of film that should be studied. I want audiences to say, oh, I'm not going to rent it. I need to buy that. That's a rewatch. That's a watch that with the people. You know, I think that's the true test. And could there be a film worse than something high tomato, low popcorn? I don't want to see that.
I to be fair, I once saw this film in a movie that I thought was terrible, and I'm looking at it now, and it has an 87 on the tomometer and a 65 on the popcometer.
Okay, and you did like it or you did not like
hated
it?
Hated it.
Oh, well, you know, then you aligned with the popcornometers.
What was that? What was that terrible Jennifer Lawrence movie where she was like called Mother? Mother exclamation. That's it. Mother exclamation point.
Mother.
Let's see what that has.
Well, you know, that's like an art film. And so I would imagine critics liked it. Audiences hated it.
It was terrible. 68 tomometer, because 52 popcometer. Right.
Because how much of the general audience that might go see something with, you know, the person they might know from Hunger Games, how many of those people maybe have a history of watching, consuming, critiquing, and thinking?
Well, consuming, critiquing, and thinking is out these days nowadays.
Hell yeah. My time to shine. Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is BetterHelp. Sometimes it can feel like everyone else has it all together in their love lives. Whether married or dating or single, the truth is most of us are still figuring it out and finding our way. And no matter where you are in your romantic journey, therapy can help you find your way. It can help you determine what you want, what feels heavy, and how you can take some pressure off of yourself, especially in a month like February, where it's like flowers and candy and stuffed animals and dates and talk of relationships and dating. And I feel like, firstly, you need to know it is not uncommon to be going through it, okay, about anything in your life, let alone your love life. It's an imperfect love life is common. And a little work in therapy can lead to a lot of progress, especially with figuring out what you want and what works for you. And BetterHelp is there for you. For this, BetterHelp therapists work according to a strict code of conduct, and they're fully licensed in the U.S. And with over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform, and they've served over 6 million people globally. And it works. They have an average rating of 4.9 out of 5 for a live session based on over 1.7 million client reviews. So if you are looking for that help, if you're looking for that support, sign up and get 10% off at betterhelp.com. That's betterhelp.com. Thank you so much to BetterHelp for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Yes.
Have you seen, have you?
I did just go to Universal.
Okay, go off. And what about it?
Have you been on the Simpsons ride at Universal?
I think I've only been on that Universal lot once, and it was to run a 5K.
Hey, I did that.
You did it as a dinosaur.
You know, the Universal Simpsons Land has a ride where it's like, it's not quite 3D yet. And it's not.
How can you be halfway 3D?
Trust, they found a way. It's like 1994 video game graphics.
Okay.
Okay. And It's kind of fun. You know, you get to see all the characters of The Simpsons. You're riding a ride. Sideshow Bob is trying to kill you or whatever. And, okay, I'm going to spoil it, but I feel like it's been out for decades. And
this ride, you're spoiling the ride?
Yes, I'm going to spoil the ride. I'm going to spoil the ride.
I've never been on a ride with a plot.
Yes, you have. Yes, you have.
Soarin', California?
Oh, that's got a plot. The orange
Don't
smell.
Don't you love when they missed you with the oranges?
You want to know what's worse? This ride, the Simpsons ride.
Farts.
Has
fart smell.
Close. There's a moment where you get close to Maggie. Well, first of all, Maggie touches radiation. Okay? That's the spoiler.
Damn.
And Maggie becomes giant, bigger than the city of Springfield.
Honey, I blew up the baby.
Yes. And then Maggie, you're about to fall into the pits of hell or something, and Maggie catches your roller coaster cart
with her dirty
with all
diaper,
you and your people in it.
With her poopy diaper.
And you smell diaper. and she puts you in her mouth like you're her pacifier, and she sucks on your
cart. Do you get a little
cart.
Wet? You get a little wet?
And a little bit of hot, warm heat and moist spritz and diaper smell. And I've ridden this ride multiple times, and I forget that I hate that moment until it happens. And then I remember it, and I think, oh, I hate this moment. There's not a single part of that moment. And it's actually hitting multiple senses at once. It's a gross me out from many different angles. And I forget it exists until it happens every time. And then I get off the ride and I think, I didn't like being in Maggie's mouth like that. It's not for me. And it's like, it's gross.
How many?
There, I said it.
How many thermometers would you give it out of 100?
Up until that point, I would give it maybe 60% on my popcorn-o-meter.
How long is this ride?
Maybe 5 minutes. I don't know.
Is it giving like casual, like riding and just looking at things? You know,
yes.
Well, you know, at Disney, the Little
put you
Mermaid
in a cart?
Ride, and you just like go through
no,
the
it's
plot
not
of
like
the
that.
That's what I was picturing.
I love those. Like, I think I love those. And let me tell you why, because there's no waiting for them
that
to
is
give
nice.
A thumbs up. There's no like people giving it a thumbs up like, okay, this cart's ready to go. It's like, no, bitch, jump in. It's going.
And you are in the plot of the movie. Kiss the girl.
Yes. Yes. Kiss the girl. Yes. Yes. Yeah, there's a lot of those. Like, it's kind of sit in the cart and they kind of wiggle it around and shake it toward a screen. Like the Transformers ride is like that kind of, the Harry Potter ride is like that kind of, the Simpsons ride is kind of like that kind of. I'm like, where are the rides? Where are the rides?
All this talk of Universal reminds me of that 5K I did because I ran it and I got first place and I won.
Oh, I'm sure.
And I won a Nutribullet. And I had that Nutribullet for close to 10 years, and I had to get rid of it during the move. So I'm a little sad now. Thanks for reminding
me. So what'd you do to get rid of it? You didn't send it to me.
I donated.
Okay.
Well, hey, do you know?
Well, speaking of childlike sense.
Okay.
Here we go.
Yeah, I'll follow this.
Close your eyes. Can you imagine the smell of a crayon?
Yes. You know I got that good.
You smell that?
I got that good memory. I got good visualization.
Well, you know who used to smell like a crayon?
You.
No. Robert Pattinson.
Said he used to smell like a crayon?
Said, I 100% used to smell exactly like a crayon, but my body chemistry has changed.
So, like, what, his, like, pits were giving crayon?
Waxy. I don't know. Yes, his pits were giving crayon. I don't know. Kind of like wax. Is crayon not just wax? What is crayon? Hold on. Crayon.
No, we say crayon in Michigan, and you know that.
Crayon. Oh, I say crayon, and I got hate crimed for it. people are like, why are you pronouncing it like C-R-A-N?
That's
like,
how well, we how say it in Michigan. Crayon.
Well, pass me the green crayon.
Who's got all that time to say crayon? Absolutely.
Crayon.
Absolutely not.
Crayon. No, it's a pigmented wax.
Okay. Pig. Cool. What'd you call me?
So could you use it as a candle? No. Yes.
As a candle?
Crandle?
I bet Crayola sells crandles. Crandle. And if they don't, we should copyright that, right? Trademark it right now. Bookmark okay. it.
I'm on it. Bookmark it, write it down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
do you have a scent?
My odor, my perfume?
Yeah, do you have a go-to?
I don't.
I hated on Drag Race this season, the Meet the Queens. They were like, what's your go-to scent?
Well, baby,
what's your scent?
It's because it's sponsored by Scentbird or some shit.
Oh.
You didn't see in the last episode, there was like a 2 second clip. I don't know. Maybe it was during Untucked.
Yes.
There
you're
was
right.
a 2 second and clip. It was a
UCBD. It was like, ooh, this smell is absolutely delectable, Julie.
I'm going to pair it with my leopard runway.
Yeah, we're getting got, you guys, in ways that we've never gotten got before.
Well, smell it. Say it, don't spray
it. What's your scent?
I don't have cologne. I don't purchase cologne. Oh.
Okay. Do you rub a natural stick on you of some sort?
I have a deodorant that I like.
Okay, cool.
I can never find it in the stores, so I have to order it online.
Why are you looking nervous? This isn't an intervention. Like, you're allowed to smell how you smell.
I
do you stink?
No, I'm always mad because I have to find it online, and then, well, it works because then they send me like 3 sticks at once, and I'm like, well, this is going to last forever.
Okay, why until it doesn't.
Why do you ask? You may get a leap from a scent to a scent.
Well, I'm asking if you smell like crayon is what I'm asking.
I don't.
Okay.
Did you want to talk about Holly Humberstone since you brought her up?
If you want.
Oh, my queen, Holly Humberstone, British invasion.
Is she new? No.
No, I have a Holly like... 10, and if you haven't listened to it, you should, although I need to update it and put her new song on it because it's a banger. If you're looking for like...
Okay, well, I'm on her Spotify. She had an album in 2022, an album in 2023.
Yes. Why, yes.
And the reason she came up this morning was, I don't know why, actually, but Corey brought her up and I said, oh, I like her new single, To Love Somebody.
Well,
right?
I was saying that I got spoiled on Friday because it was like, and it really was a British invasion because we got new Holly, new Harry, new Jesse. What do you think
of
that?
I do like the new Harry. I do like the new Jesse.
Did you see he's playing 30 shows in New York? How do I even coordinate a date with my friends? How do you even pick?
I saw a lot of people were actually very upset about that.
That he's playing 30 shows like, here? He's trying to beat Billy Joel's record.
Yeah, well, I mean, maybe that. But also, maybe he just wants to live somewhere for a long period of time, like a Vegas residency, but not in Vegas.
Right.
But people were saying like, oh, the cost is insane. Like
for the tickets.
For the tickets. And if the cost is going to be insane and it's not going to travel, baby, that show better be the most elaborate, insane spectacle that has ever existed. Because if you don't have to move the set, it better be huge. It better be once in a lifetime.
They still have to take it down every other night and put it back up because I'm sure there's like hockey or basketball or baseball or football or something else going on at Madison Square Garden.
It's at a sport place?
They can't just leave it up for 30 days.
I don't know.
But
it's at a sport place.
Well, I tried to get tickets and I was 38,000th in line.
Yeah, well, how are we going to deal with this? This is the new ticket. Concert tickets used to be $20.
I have not gotten into a like actual pre-sale for or a normal sale for tickets without things being completely sold out in at least 2 years. Everything. And then when I do log in, it's always like, oh, verified resale. I'm like, why are you letting those people buy it if they're planning on reselling it the next day?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, girl. They need to figure that out.
Pissing me off.
It's no bueno. It's no bueno.
So will I see him? Yeah, probably.
I feel like it will not be impossible to get a ticket. I think you'll be able to pull it off.
Yeah, I was a little bummed I didn't get to see him when he toured the last time. And actually, I didn't get Lady Gaga tickets last year. And what I did was I waited one of the days when she was in San Francisco, and I just kept checking. And then I bought tickets when somebody got desperate to sell them 30 minutes before the show. I was just sitting there ready to go, and then bought them when they were really cheap, and then walked out the door, called a car, and went straight to the show.
And you had your merch on ready to, you were already literally ready?
Yes. Well, yes.
And you, that okay, well, maybe I need to do it like that.
Yeah, try it for Coachella.
Oh, just be waiting because, in a field.
Because Holly Humberstone is going to be at Coachella, and I think it's the only show she's playing in the U.S., so I'm a little PO'd because I would love to see her live.
Mm. Slater's going to be there.
Yeah, well,
Cobra's going to be
there.
Is
Slater going to be at the Queerties where she's nominated?
I don't know. Can people still vote?
Yes.
Girls, we need you to lock in. Open your phone. Do it. Go to your computer. Do it. Open your iPad. Do it.
All we need is like 2,000 of you to log in, vote from your computer, vote from your phone like 3 days in a row. That would be ideal. Make it work, mama.
I mean, it's not possible. It's not. It's not not impossible.
Well, and you thinking I don't do anything in my new city, New York. There I was at a bakery getting sweet treats the other day, and I walk in, and who's in front of me in line?
Hmm.
Two-time Queerty nominee. Two-time Queerty nominee and one of our competitors in the podcast category.
Kelly Mantle?
Caleb Herron.
Oh, wow.
I said, I know that guy. I said, dare me to go up to him and say congrats on your Queerties noms.
Yeah, well, why not? Did you?
No, I didn't. I sat quietly and waited in line, and then I got two cookies to go.
He's nominated for something else, too. He's comedian or something?
Yeah, he's nominated in the podcast category for So True and in the comedian category.
Well, I voted for him in the comedian category. I said, you know what? You're really given what needs to be gave this year. You're speaking truth. You are witty. You are silly. You are fun. You're somebody I would want to hang with. Like, yeah, you know what? Let me give you a flower and or two.
Baby, I had no idea how tall he was.
Okay.
He was giving like...
He's tall.
he was taller than me. He was giving like 6'3". He seemed to be towering over me.
Oh.
Well.
Okay.
So anyways, go vote in the Queerties, not for him, for us.
You know, I thought we had been nominated for the best podcast for the Queerties like 7 times. Maybe 3.
I think it's like 3 or 4. Well,
I went and looked. I think this is our 3rd nomination.
Okay.
I was under the understanding we were the Diane Warren of the Queerties.
I had at one point updated your Wikipedia page with that information for you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Should we, do they still have it? Awards and nominations? Yeah.
Diane Warren nominated again for Academy Award for the Oscar for Best Original Song. This is her 17th nomination. She's never won. 17th nomination for Best Original Song or whatever. Will she win it this year?
Yes.
This is a late psychic babble prediction. You think she will?
No, I don't. I don't. I don't.
Well, this is for Dear Me from Diane Warren, Relentless.
Well, never heard of it.
Should we go see it? Should we go see Diane Warren
never
Relentless?
Never heard of it.
Should we print out the A to Z lyrics.com lyrics for Dear Me from Diane Warren Relentless so that when we go see Diane Warren Relentless in 3D sing-along, we'll be able to sing along to Dear Me?
Exactly. Yes, and I think
you know, she got snubbed at the Queerties, actually.
Well,
she would
only
show up.
You can only be nominated if you're LGBTQ plus.
Okay, well, she's somewhere in a plus. Okay, she's somewhere up in there. Let her be. Wow. Oh, so you're gonna gatekeep the LGBTQ plus? You're gonna say no, Diane Warren at the Queerties?
Yes.
Wow. Wow.
Well.
Wow.
Are you gonna come?
Okay.
Are you gonna walk the red carpet with me?
I think I was planning on doing the worm on the red carpet. I was gonna debut a couple new moves, actually. I got a couple up my sleeve.
That's probably best.
I was gonna worm, I was gonna whip, I was gonna nay nay, I was gonna boot scoot and boogie, I was gonna
watermelon crawl.
Yes, now you're getting it. Yes.
All right. Worm down the red carpet.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Could you Tootsie Roll?
Legally? In California, yes, I can. Yeah, actually.
All right.
If it's being held in New York, I might have to get a permit.
A perm?
After what happened?
A perm?
Yes, we're going to have to permit. Yes.
We're going to have
yes.
to
Yes.
All right. Anything else?
Not really. I mean, I got a couple of things, but you don't want to talk about Trixie Mattel's black mold, do you?
No. What could there be to
say? I'll save it for next
week. What could there be to say? She's got it.
Well,
she's got it.
The black mold has abandoned J.K. Rowling and it's coming for Trixie Mattel's Barbies. Oh,
her Barbies.
The sadness. Yes, and she went through all these lengths to protect the Barbies, to preserve them in whatever conditions they need to be preserved so that they don't get ruined.
Is this what she calls her fans?
Well, the black mold came. Oh, black molds.
No, the Barbies. Maybe.
Oh. Maybe. No. She's got, like, she collects vintage, you know, antique Barbies, I guess.
Well, black mold.
But they're all ruined by black mold.
Black mold, that could happen to you.
If my salt and pepper shakers got black mold, that would be fine. They're all ceramic. You can dip them in acid.
Have any of your salt and pepper shakers come with a little salt and pepper in them?
Yeah, and I'm kind of like, can you clean this out before you send this to me? I don't want your old pepper. No.
I wouldn't either.
And some of them don't even have the little the thing to cover the hole.
The plug.
And a plug, a cork or something. One came and it had just tape over the hole. And you could see on the other side of the tape all the pepper. And I'm thinking, oh, I don't want to open this and smell gross black moldy pepper.
I don't like that.
Well, so that's what I'm dealing with.
All right.
Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me in the club. Bottle full above. My mom got what you need if you're into making love.
Okay. Okay, Bodega Baby.
And you?
All right.
And you?
You can find... You can find me, well, I'm already in line and I already got my ticket and I'm already seated for Kenan and Cal Frankenstein.
I love that for you. All right, bye.
Later.